Candidate countries: North Macedonia, Montenegro, Serbia, Albania, Ukraine, and Republic of Moldova align themselves with this statement. Mr. President, I would like first seize this opportunity to commend the engagement of Germany in support of the universalization of the Convention, as well as your able chairmanship, Mr. President, of this conference. The European Union is united in its commitment to the goal of a world free of anti-personnel mines. All 27 EU member states are state parties to the Ottawa Convention, support the implementation of the Oslo Action Plan, and are strongly united in banning the use, stockpiling, production, and transfer of anti-personnel mines. The EU continues to stand firmly behind the global norm on anti-personnel mines, which has saved countless lives since the entry into force of the Convention almost 30 years ago. The EU appeals to all actors to refrain from the production, stockpiling, trade, and transfer of anti-personnel mines, and strongly condemns their use anywhere, anytime, and by any actor, whether states or non-state actors. We consistently support the universalization of the Ottawa Convention and strongly encourage the remaining 33 states, not yet parties to the Convention, to adhere as soon as possible. As an interim step, states are also entitled to announce a self-declared policy of non-use. In the current deteriorated security environment, which also comes with new challenges to the global non-proliferation and disarmament architecture, our resolute collective engagement in preserving the Convention and promoting its universalization is all the more important. The EU is the world's second largest donor in mine action, having contributed over 800 million euro to humanitarian mine action over the past 6 years, with 90 million euro in 2022 only. In this framework, it allocated 2.6 million euro to the promotion of the Convention with states not party in the period from 2021 to 2025 to contribute to the full implementation of the Oslo Action Plan and its concrete actions, including a variety of universalization efforts under the President's mandate. This includes supporting high-level missions with the Convention's Special Envoy, Prince Mirit from Jordan, to promote the Convention's universalization, and we now acknowledge the important role of the Special Envoys of the Convention, Prince Mirit of Jordan and Princess Astrid of Belgium, in this regard. We also acknowledge individual EU member states' support for humanitarian mine action. The European Union encourages other states' parties to join its outreach efforts, to underline the benefits of joining the Convention and to use all available avenues to promote accession and universal observance of its norms and objectives. I thank you, Mr. President.